a word for you from Romans chapter 8, verse 12. So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. You need to read chapter 6, chapter 7, and then in chapter 8 until this verse to understand exactly what Paul is getting at here. The Holy Spirit is revealing to us the great salvation, what God has done for those who have Christ living in their hearts, those who have repented, those who have been regenerated from above, whatever term it is that you might use. Here, one term that we need to understand is that God now regards us, and so we too should regard ourselves as no longer in debt to the flesh. Being in debt means you owe something to the flesh. You are bound to it. But now, through the cross, God says we have been released from our obligation to live according to the flesh. In verse 7, for instance, it says the flesh is hostile to God. It cannot, it does not submit to God's law, and that those who are in the flesh cannot please God. And then it goes on to explain, but if we have received the Spirit of God, in other words, and you need to be sure of this, is your heart washed in the blood of Jesus so that the Holy Spirit can take up his abode there? Inhliziyo isihlanzekile na? Umoya kaNkulunkulu usehlala phakathi na? And then it is that we know, according to God's word, his truth is that we are no longer in debt to the flesh. Sometimes Christians feel like they are obliged, or they start on defeatist grounds, like, I've done this before, I've always confessed it, and I'll have to confess it again because I know I'm going to fall. But according to this, that is not how God sees us. If we have brought our sins to the cross, he has done something in a mysterious, heavenly way and has declared us no longer to be obliged to obey the whims of the flesh. Because remember, the flesh always pulls you away from God. It is bound to the lustful desires of the heart. But if we, as it goes on to say, live according to the flesh, we die. So remember, you are bound, if you are a Christian, bound to obey the Spirit, not to obey the flesh anymore.